Second panel, Vittorio Alinari's Arno. Brilliant, cultured, technically very competent, Vittorio Alinari, 1859 to 1932, in 1890, on the death of his uncle Giuseppe and Romualdo, took over the management of the company founded by his father, Leopoldo. He will be an enlightened entrepreneur who will bring the family business to a real industrial dimension, able to respond to the needs of art and travel publishing at an international level. His lively personality made him the promoter of important artistic competitions and led him to explore the first-hand photographic currents emerging at the turn of the century. The images presented here are a wonderful testimony of his personal research. In fact, in 1909, the work L'Arno by Vittorio Alinari and Antonio Betramelli was published in Florence by Fratelli Alinari with a preface by Isidoro del Lungo. Vittorio personally takes the photographs, following the itinerary of the river from its source to its mouth. A passionate work in which clear references to contemporary pictorial photography emerge, as well as to atmospheres and compositions directly borrowed from Tuscan painting and Macchioli. The first photograph, which marks the beginning of the journey, adopts a composition inspired by pictorial examples. Here the human figure is inserted to the highlight point where otherwise illegible source is located. And yet, the last of the images exhibited in this section, the Arno near Montevarchi, can refer to the placid atmospheres of Odardo Burani's painting. Each shot and composition is different, just as the light is different. The diffused light of the view from above, Arno a Giovi, has a descriptive rendering so distant from the twilight effect of the photograph Ponte a Buriano. The printing process is also fundamental, which in this work involves different formats, manual interventions, colors obtained with toning that plays with the shades of brown, gray, and sepia, in search of an extremely soft effect, with soft edges, full of suggestions, in the wake of pictorialist instances established in Italy between the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the following century. Vittorio here abandons the rigorous lessons of the fathers, which he continues to adopt with conviction at a company level, to explore new approaches which, during the 20th century, will lead to the full affirmation of photography as a subjective gaze on the world.